Dear friends, in the previous shiur, we presented a number of kashas on the sugya of Begat She'avad Bo Kelayim, and now, B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will answer these kashas based on the Torah of Hagaon Rabbi Rafael Moshe Luria, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. He says as follows, that a Begat She'avad Bo Kelayim, there could be a din bittul for two reasons. One, midin tarovus iser beheter. Like every tarovus, that when you have rov heter, it's mevatel the iser. That's one reason why begad, she'avad bo kelayim, you have a begad where the thread of shatnez, the forbidden thread of shatnez got lost, would be aser. Mitzad what? Mitzad tarovus iser beheter. Kamo kol tarovus. Va'od midin rubo kakulo. And another way is midin rubo kakulo, because whatever is the rove, that's koveya, the whole shame beged. Now the yisod of din of rubo kakulo was not said in every tarovus iser beheter. Just because you have iser and heter involved doesn't mean that you're going to say rubo kakulo. Why not? Because you can only say Rubo Kekulo if it's one Cheftza. If it's one object, then you say, the Rove is a certain way, so that's Kovea the call, that's Kovea everything. That's Kovea Shem Kulo. Din Hamiyut Shebaka Din Kulo. V'ta Rove is Lohavi Cheftza Achas, the name of it is Rubo Kekulo. So if you have a mixture, but it's not a chefza achas, it's not one solid item, then you can't say, not one chefza, you can't say rubo kukulo. You can only say rubo kukulo if it's, if there are ten pieces of meat, and nine are kosher and one isn't. So you can't eat the meat, mitzad rubo kukulo. It's not one chefza. There are 10 different cheftzas here. But if you have one beged, there you could say Rubo Kekulo. Beged shehu cheftza achas v'derech tashmisha v'chol cheftza yachad ikab zedin aruka Rubo Kekulo. But they have one cheftza and the din tashmish is v'chol cheftza. There you have a din of Rubo Kekulo. A Sanhedrin is one cheftza of Sanhedrin. It's one body of Sanhedrin. So if Rove of the Sanhedrin paskins a certain way, it's like the whole Sanhedrin paskin that way because of Rubo Kekulo. Fiza Nira. The Masha Kosev a Kesef Mishnah. The Alfinan mi Beget she'avad bo pishtan. So the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say that you learn from Beget she'avad bo pishtan to the din of Ha'oreg Malo Hasit Mitzemer Habachor Meseir Hanazir. So that limud that he wanted to make, and we asked Akasha, because the Kesef Mishnah wanted to say that Begat She'avad Bo Kelayim Eino Batel. And so too, Ha'oreg Melo Hasit Mitzemer Habachor Eino Batel. And we said, why is it not Batel? Why talking isn't it Batel? So the Mishnah of Melech said, it's because it's like Nesi Achas, if you have Nevelish and Nesarva Bishchuta, the Rove is effective only Linyan Tumas Maga. That whatever you touch, you assume it's the shchut and not the nevela. But as far as tumas masa, if you carry them all together, it's nesi achas. So here also, it's not shaykh bittul, because mamanav shacht is an iser bebeged. You know there's an iser in here, so what does it help that there's bittul? So Lacha Mishnah asks that if that's the reason that it's not bittul, why do we require oreg melo asit? Even if it's a mashu, it's not bittul. Since it's an iser vade, if you learn from kalayim, like the Ketzer Mishnah says, there's no difference in shear, even a mashu. So So here also mashu, so why is it malasit? Linyan seir nazir it's malasit, linyan samra shabuchor it's malasit. So again, the Kesef Mishnah says, that it's learned from Begat Shavit Bo Pishtim, but it's not, now we're explaining, Midin Bittel. Why can't you learn it from Din Bittel? Because this is Heter Beheter. When you talk about a Begat Shavit Bo Kalayim, it's Heter Beheter. And with heter beheter, because the tzemer is heter and the pishtim is heter. So we can't be talking about that type of bittel. Rather, it's learned from rubo kukulo. And the Rambam is saying that you're not learning rubo kukulo here. So if you're talking about rubo kukulo, it doesn't matter if it's iser beheter or heter beheter. The important thing is that it's rubo kukulo. It's you have a robe a certain way. What does it matter if it's heter, heter, iser? That dini bittel you learn Isser beheter. But ruba kukulo could be isser beheter, it could be heter beheter. So here we're going with the ruba kukulo mahalach. And by kalayim, you want to be done. Eza shame beget. What shame beget is it? And despite that, you don't say ruba kukulo. Why? Because midrabbanan, we don't say ruba kukulo linyan isurim. When it comes to isur, there's a din derabbanan that you're not saying ruba kukulo. And therefore, gam b'seir nazir came. So in seir nazir as well, you don't say ruba kukulo. So that's the limud. Not midin taroves of rov, but midin ruba kukulo. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is learning from Begat Shel Kalayim to Seir Shel Nazir and Semra Shel Bechor that came mixed in with a garment. The Rambam learned that after the Gemara asks, Vili batel beruba. Gemara's not asking, I'm a bitel with taroves, rather than the din of ruba kukulo. Because there is no din bitel here. Why not? Because malo asit is a dabar chashev and it's not batal. That's why this shir of malo asit is significant. Because since it's not batal, there's no din of ruba kukulo. Since it's significant, there's no din of since it's significant, there's no din of bitul barov. Since it's a dabar chashev. So the Gemara is saying, Tmura, okay, I get that there's no Bittul midin tarovus because it's a davar chashuv. But what about ruba kukulo? Ruba kukulo, the fact that it's a davar chashuv doesn't change anything. Like ruba kukulo b'sanhedrin. Even if the miut is chashuv, we still say ruba kukulo. And the shelis yaivitz, he wants to say that a davar chashuv isn't bittul min haTorah, even b'sanhedrin. Even rubo kukulo, but in Pashtus it is. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rubo kukulo. Why don't we say, just like by Sanhedrin, we say rubo kukulo? Here also we should say rubo kukulo, and therefore say that the whole beged is mutter. And so again, midin tarovus iser beheter, so it's a dabar chashuv, it's no bittel. What about midin rubo kukulo? And that the Gemara says, no, you can't say rubo kukulo because it's tziparta, it's in the form of a bird. And it's a special chelik la'atzmo, and therefore there's nothing ruba kukulo either. And that's muchach in the Gemara, that if we say the kasha of the Gemara is, we should say bitul rov midin tarovus, what's the answer of you made into a bird? That it's not batal because it's a dabar chashuv, like Rashi says. Why do you need to come onto that? It's nikkur. The moment it's nikkur, the moment it's recognizable, there's no bitul barov. Tarovus. So why does the Gemara have to say tziparta? And the reason is because it's a davar chashuv. Just the fact that it's nikkur is enough. It doesn't have to be a davar chashuv, just that it's recognizable. Where have we found a din bittul berov where the isser is nikar? So just say nikar. Why do you have to say davar chashuv? The answer is, if we're coming midin ruba kukulo, there's no nafkamina if it's nikar or not, and that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Rambam is motzi is din, that we don't say ruba kukulo from the fact that begat shavad bo kulayim, also we don't say ruba kukulo. They're also shayach ruba kukulo, nevertheless we don't say vitel barov, we don't say ruba kukulo. So here also we don't say ruba kukulo. Because vitel isurim, we don't say ruba kukulo. Mitzvahs you can say ruba kukulo, but not by bitul asurim. Midin chachamim, midibrei chachamim. Now, what about the bitul barov aspect? Each one has their own reason. Kalayim, you don't say bitul barov because it's heter beheter. Seir nazir and semer shabachor, you don't say bitul barov because. Melo hasit is a davar chashuv. By kalayim, it's heter beheter. Since it's heter beheter, there's no bitul barov, so it's even a mashihu. And that explains the different shiurim. Whereas by seir shel nazir, it's semer shel bechor. You don't say bitul barov because it's a davar chashuv. And a rochashiva like a mloasit isn't the battle. So that's why you don't say bitul barov mitoris tairoves. And why don't you say ruba kukulo? Because the rabbi said that you don't say ruba kukulo. So we understand why they have different shiurim, because the different shiurim tell us why there's no bitul barov. By Kelayim, Bitul Barov Taroves. By Kelayim again, because it's Heter Beheter. So we're not going to be Batal, it's not going to be Batal Barov, because it's Heter Beheter, there's no Bitul. And by Seir Shel Nazir, it's Mitzah, that it's Melo Asit, which is Dabar Chashu, there's no Bitul. And what about Ruba Kukulo? The rabbi says, you don't say Ruba Kukulo. That applies to both equally. The Rambam learned one from the other. Now, what about the case of Nimos Bitsemer Kvasim? That they are Batal? That Rambam that we read out in the previous shir, in the 10th parak in the 7th halacha, that Oros HaKvasim She'osem Em Begadim. So if you make leather hide, you make garments, you sew them with flax, they're Mutter, even though they're Nimos Shel Tsemer. Because they're Batal B'miut. How's their Bittal here? So, the Achronim say that that's called Isser Beheter. I don't know why it's called Isser Beheter. That's what the Achronim say. And I frankly don't know which Achronim that the Moreno Hagon Harav Luria is referring to. So if anybody knows, they'll be able to tell me. So a number of Achronim here, but I didn't see anybody who says that. But we'll take its word for it, and I don't understand why it's Isser Beheter. Well, sir, we're talking about Shanis, we're talking about Semer and Pishtim. So it's Heter Beheter. On Kol Panim, if you say it's Isser Beheter, we understand why there's Bittel. Because Isser Beheter, there's Bittel. Okay. On Kol Panim, we'll put that in parentheses, because we don't really understand that. At least I don't. Now we get to the Stira in Hochas Edus. That is no right. We have a stira. On one hand, in Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam says that somebody wears shanis is only an over in a derabbanon. On the other hand, in Hilchos Kalayim, the Rambam's mashmitz daraisa. So that there's no bittul is min haTorah, because it's heter beheter. If you wear shanis, it's heter beheter. Min haTorah, there's no bittul. That we don't say ruba kula is derabbanon. So it emerges that linyan gavri is only over in a derabbanon. Raise it pashut the lekakan iser Torah, because min haTorah there's a din of ruba kukula. So we understand the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus. That's pashut. Min haTorah we say ruba kukula, just mid rabbanon we don't. So a person who's wearing shatnez is only over if rov of the garment is Semer Opishtim, so that's going to be Koveh the Shem garments, Rubukukula. But now we have to understand the Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim, that he says it's Doraisa. Why is it Doraisa? Minatora Rubukukula, only over Dirabonim. So here I'll read out his words. The words are not so clear to me, but I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. But I'll read it out so those who want to understand differently can also do so. I am a libertarian in this sense. Everybody has the liberty to choose on their own. Achein, im ikas safek, im nishmat. If there's a safek, if it was nishmat, if this thread had fallen off or not, haray hach safek was safek Torah. That suffix is a biblical level suffix. The Re'le'inyin din Ruba Kukulo Hifkiu Chachamim Delo Neima. What the rabbis did is the rabbis precluded this from being a case of Ruba Kukulo. What did the rabbis say? The rabbis said, you want to say Ruba Kukulo? Please don't. Please don't say Ruba Kukulo. In this case, in a surim, we're not saying Ruba Kukulo. So now we have a suffix. Is there a threat here? Is there not a threat here? Did it fall away or did it not fall away? The rabbi said, we're not going to allow you to say Ruach HaKula over here. So once they said that, V'imkena suffix hu imika bo kalayim olo. So now what's our suffix? So now we're in this matzah where the rabbis were sealed off from saying Ruach HaKula. So now we go back to a din daraisa tika suffik. Is there kalaim here? Is there not kalaim here? Rabbi hach suffik, suffik Torah. And this suffik is a Torah tika suffik. The din sveka derabanan lo nemar hecha sheha aveira hi midirabanan. Elahu din bishoresh ha suffik imhu suffik derabanan. Elahu din bishoresh ha suffik. The din of sveka derabanan, that we call something a suffik derabanan, was not said where just the Avera is the Rabbanan, but the Din is B'Shoresh HaSafik, if we're looking at the root of the Safik. Im hu Safik the Rabbanan, Hareza Mutter, Kumo de Birachon, Lorma de Vrayim Mokum Safik. If it's a Safik the Rabbanan, then it's going to be Mutter. Because if it's a pure Safik the Rabbanan, the rabbis didn't say what they said, B'Mokum Shel Safik. If we're in a case of Safik, and the rabbis didn't say what they said. Therefore, Safek derabanan, the rabbis would say, Mutter. But lechein ein ze shayach elyim ha-safek hu b'din derabanan. So that only applies if the Safek is in a din derabanan. Then we're going to go l'kula. Aval im ha-safek hu, im ika kalayim olo. But what's our question over here? What we're really asking, is there a kalayim or is there not kalayim? We're not asking what Gehenim the Gavra is going to get. The Gavra is only going to get a Derabbanan Gehenim because Min HaTorah he's cool, Ruach HaKula. However, the rabbi said, don't say Ruach HaKula. So what are we really asking then? We're really asking, is there Kalayim here or is there not Kalayim here? We're asking a Doraisa question. We're not asking a Derabbanan question. We're asking a Doraisa question when we're Mavar this Suffolk. Is there Kalayim here or is there not Kalayim here? Aval HaSuffolk Hu Mika Kalayim Olo V'yesh Kan Makom Isser Doraisa Delo Batel Barov. And therefore, there's a place for an Isser Doraisa here because there's no Bittul Barov. The rabbis told us not to say Bittul Barov. And we want to know, is there Kalayim here or not? That's a Suffolk Doraisa. That's what the Rambam says. Im Kibisofa Shel Dover, who rakis the Derabana. You're right, at the end of the day, he's only over Derabana. But Mikri Suffolk Torah, Le'inyan Sveka, Dine Sveka, as far as Sveka is concerned, it's called an Isser Torah because we're looking at the Sharisha Suffolk. Is there Kalayim here or is there not Kalayim here? That's our question. Ukamosh Kosavataz V'Yeridea. Simon Kofalov, the Hech, the Nafal, Suffolk, Biria, Vasuffolk, whom the Osir Manatara, Nick was a Suffolk Torah, Linyan Suffolk, Kemendena Suffolk, Bidin Shamucham, El Bisota Isser. And he brings an example of this, the Taz and Yeridea, Kofalov, where a Suffolk Biria is not Batal. So Suffolk Biria falls in to a pat, and the Suffolk is it Osir Manatara or not? So this is called a Suffolk Torah. Because the suffix is not in a din that the Chachamim said. our suffix is in a din that the Torah said. So as far as the aver, he's over if he eats it. He's only an overness derabana. Why? Because midoraisa, what do we say? Sveka lakula. So midoraisa, he's cool. The gehenna he's getting is not going to be the gehenna for being over daraisa. It's only going to be for all being over derabana. Because it's only a suffix. On the other hand, what are we trying to determine? We're trying to determine, is there a birya here? Is there not a birya here? That's a daraisa question. Because if there's a birya, he's over daraisa. So therefore, since b'sharish a suffix, it's a daraisa, medine sfekis, what's called a suffix daraisa, and so to here. We're trying to determine, is there kalayim in this garment? Is there not kalayim in this garment? That's a daraisa tikka question. And Mimela, it's called the daraisa, and that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchas Kalayim that it's a suffix daraisa, masha enkein. When it comes to Hilchas Eidus, we're talking about how much of a rasha the person is, how much of an avarian he is. It's only derabanan, because sof, we say bitul, we say that midrabanan. We say midoraisa. There's no midoraisa. We go basar, rov ruba kukulo. Midoraisa ruba kukulo. So midoraisa is not over in midoraisa. Just the rabbi said no. And assume we're not going to say Ruba Kukula. So at the end of the day, when he's wearing this garment, he's only over in Issa Darabanan. Because Midaraisa, you go after the robe, it's not Shatnez. The rabbis told him not to do it. So as an Avarian, he's only Darabanan, take Avarian. But since the rabbis told him not to be Somech on Bitl Barov, and now we have a suffix, is there a Shatnez in this garment or not? So that's a Darabanan question. Mimela, as far as Dinei Sfekis is concerned, this is a Suffik Doraisa, and that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kalayim that it's a Suffik Doraisa. Is there the Nishmat HaChut or not? Did the thread fall away or not? So that is, I think, the Havana of this Sugya, and I revel in the learning the Chedushim of the great Gaon, Rafael Moshe Luria, who was a Tzadik Yisod Olam, and Baki Atzum, the Nigla, the Nister, and a Mamik Atzum. So Ashreinu Shezachinu, that was Zochah to learn his Torah. I heard that when Rosh Yeshivas wanted to say a good shir, you know, that they wanted to say above their level, they would go to Rav Luria and they would borrow his. So that's the pretty good compliment. B'schus Yagen Aleinu, and hopefully B'schus learning his Torah, his Sifsos of Yudovos Bekever, it should be a schus for his neshama and for ours. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have many, many more shiurim to come. B'lina there, Hashem should just give us the life and the Simchas Chaim, and all of the means, both financial and otherwise, to continue learning together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.